Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting second. The left fielder, Bam Arraoil. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting sixth. The catcher, Stu Hofferth. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Skippy Roberge. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mort Cooper. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Mort Cooper. And now, play ball. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Roberge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Lowry moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gillenwater throws the ball into Culler, who tags Pafko trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lowry scores. Cavaretta scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Bam Arraoil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arraoil takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Ryan moves to third. Arraoil moves to second. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Ryan scores. Arraoil moves to third. Holmes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Arraoil scores. Holmes moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Gillen Water. Livingston reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into left field. Rowell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rowell. Livingston scores. Gerges moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ed Wright now pitching. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Rowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Culler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roberge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roberge fields it and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Livingston hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ryan strikes out. One out. Bama Rowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rowell hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Holmes moves to second. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Livingston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with right covering, for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Raul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hofferth hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberge hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. Culler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roberge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards short. Culler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ryan strikes out. Two outs. Bama Rowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rowell hits a line drive into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Rowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pafko moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kohler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holmes for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Sanders hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Passo hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-3 in the game. Morello hits a line drive into left field. Raul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Hofferth and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kohler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hofferth hits a pop-up towards third. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberge strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kohler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kohler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kohler hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pavko bunts towards the mound. Right fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Pavko moves to second. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Livingston hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman pinch hits for Ed Wright. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Workman pinch hits for Connie Ryan. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Workman reaches second base with a double. Ernie White pinch runs for Chuck Workman. Bama Rowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rowell hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Sanders hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Holmes moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-3 in the game. Gillenwater hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Livingston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Postel now pitching. Whitey Wiedelman now playing second base. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Passo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Passo reaches second base with a double. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-4 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. There goes Morello. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morello scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hofferth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Singleton pinch runs for Stu Hofferth. Phil Massey pinch hits for Skippy Roberge. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Johnny Hop pinch hits for Dick Culler. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Massey moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Bob Chipman now pitching. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman strikes out. One out. Nanny Fernandez pinch hits for Bill Postal. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. Massey moves to third. Two outs. Bamarowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rowell is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.